Hello.
How are you?
You're listening to Frappuccino with Friends. And no.
It's Frappuccino and Friends.
Yeah. Frappuccino and Friends with CSS on K-Chung Radio.
We are CSS.
And so far there's no Frappuccino. No, we are drinking Frappuccino.
We're right now drinking a large Frappuccino that we bought this morning.
Yeah.
Soy Frappuccino, right?
No, I prefer rice milk frappuccino.
Oh, I like whole milk frappuccino.
You're old school, right?
I'm old school. I like
back in 2001.
Yeah, when they made frappuccino famous.
What about heavy cream frappuccino?
Mmm. Yum. Yeah, so tweet us with your best frappuccino recipe at CSSUX. CSSUXXX.
And we were talking about frappuccinos. We never ever tried one.
Yeah, we just don't like it.
The idea of a frappuccino is so bizarre.
Yeah,
it's what is that? Is that a milkshake?
I don't know. We don't know what a frappuccino is really. We just know how it looks like, and we know that Britney Spears likes
it. It's the biggest consumer.
Yeah, I know it's probably the best-selling item in Starbucks.
Because of her.
Is Frappuccino like something that only sells in Starbucks? Like, do they own the name Frappuccino?
I think it's a Starbucks
thing. In Brazil,
thing.
We know Frappe.
Frappe, yeah.
Oh, and Frappe can be used for other things.
Yeah.
Like if you're making out with a guy. and then you want to get some action, and you go down there, and it's frappé.
Yeah.
You get it.
And it's not a good thing.
It's a bad thing. Well, it's
unless
not the worst thing.
Wait.
It's not the worst thing, and it's not the best thing. It's in the middle.
Oh, yeah. It maybe depends on the somebody to make it happen.
Yeah, it's just like a texture.
But, you know, if it makes us think of... but you can also say, oh, the party was frappé.
Oh, yeah, it was like, it wasn't hard or
the party.
Like, yeah, it was just like blah.
No, for me, it's when it's kind of empty and people are not really drinking or having fun.
But yeah, but it has nothing to do with frappuccino, I think.
But we relate, I guess.
Oh, because it's a frappé with cappuccino. Maybe it's a cappuccino drink.
No, but frappé is something with coconut in Brazil.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Frappé de coco, gente.
Okay.
Gente.
Maybe I think we should just
it's like a,
Google it.
It's like a milkshake, but more liquid than
ew.
But wait, how is it made? Do you know?
Oh, no. Back in the 80s, I used to drink. I don't remember.
It was a big thing in the 80s.
It went out of, like, fashion.
Like, the same way that sex on the beach was a big thing.
The 90s, thing, yeah. Well, at least in Brazil, I don't know here. Maybe here it was big, like, in the 60s.
Do you know,
like,
Salomon?
Sex on the beach?
That drink?
I never had it before.
But it was big in here.
Was
all?
It in fashion, like, when you're younger? All the cool kids would drink
like
it?
Coke, right?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I wouldn't have known. And I didn't drink as like a little kid or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, we start very early.
Oh, yeah, it's because in Brazil we start drinking at 13.
And also because things there, sometimes they become a huge thing. And it's always, you know, like a dated, like remember the time
like
when.
Like pizza with the mozzarella and the sun-dried tomatoes. And
it was a huge thing.
That was a huge thing.
A fever.
In the 90s.
Perrier water in the 80s was huge. And I went with my aunt to Paris this year. And she was like, oh my God, this is a Perrier from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
It's too sparkly.
It's too sparkly. Like, oh, how fancy. And it's like, it's not really. It was just in the 80s. Yeah. It was fancy.
I think the same as Tommy Hilfiger. You know? Like, she has a Tony Hilfiger.
Ralph Lauren in Brazil.
Tony. Antonio Hilfiger. Tommy Hilfiger. Oh my God.
Was it Tommy?
I
thought it was Tony. Oh no.
Antonio Hilfiger.
Yeah. The Paraguayan version.
Yeah, like, oh my God, she has the cats from Cats.
Yeah, because in Brazil, imports were expensive in the 90s, so we used to get things from Paraguay, which Paraguay was our China. So everything you get like from China nowadays used to be Paraguay. Yeah. Counterfeit stuff. Yeah, we used to get, so like you used to get counterfeit Ralph Lauren jeans,
but you know,
Diesel.
The worst fake thing from Paraguay I've ever had
was whiskey.
No, it was pencils. Because my father came back with a box of pencils and I was all excited. And when I started drawing with them, they was like cutting the paper. They were so dry. It was the worst thing ever. But back to the Frappuccino. That's the name of our show.
And
we're never gonna Google how Frappuccino is made.
We just want you to send us information. It can be fake information, and we're gonna believe what to believe or not. We're gonna choose what to believe or not, right?
Yeah. I think we can still discuss what a Frappuccino is.
Yeah. We have how many shows?
So it's every last Sunday of the month. But if somebody is traveling, we can come and cover up. So we'll tell you on Twitter.
Isn't the next Sunday like 29 or something?
Oh no, this is the last Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
The next one is...
The next one would be the first.
The first of the next month.
Is the next Sunday.
So it's...
It will be 30.
Okay. We're gonna do the math. Yeah. But still, we are here right
let's
now.
Let's play a song and do the math.
Yeah, let's play a song. I'm gonna play Sonic Youth, Drunken Butterfly.
Small like the sun, back over time. Is mine. I love you, I love you, I love you. What's your name? I love you, I love you, I love you. What's your name?
CSS at K Chung Radio.
We're back. We're back, and we want to further discuss Frappuccino with you tonight.
we were talking about it on while we were listening to the song, but we wanted to discuss live.
Yeah, Solomon was making a point that if you put too much milk on some coffee drink, you're just canceling the coffee. It's weird. And I want to make the point that I think humans only should drink milk until they
get... That comes out of a human.
So after you're six, no, like before that.
Whoa!
You didn't see the cover of Time magazine that was like a seven-year-old kid sucking on her mom's nipple?
Yeah, they do that.
That's
the creepiest thing.
Whatever age you're not, you're off your mom's nipple. I think milk is just like not necessary unless you really like milk.
What's the texture of mom's milk? Do you know?
I think it's sort of like the same.
No, it's
like water,
isn't it? It's like soda.
Okay, soro. It's like soro.
It's like watery milk.
It's like more water. I think it's salty.
I think it must be. Everything that comes out of us is salty. No, I swear, I've never done anything creepy like that. Okay.
Okay.
What? No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
No, but you must be. Come on.
I don't know. Should we continue on that line of discussion? Well, I don't know.
Okay, Starbucks. Imagine they start doing lots of those moms that they have extra milk. They're gonna start giving their milk to Starbucks. They're gonna do frappuccino out of human milk.
Mom frappuccino.
Mom frappuccino.
What about the latte drink? Latte?
Yeah.
Which means milk in Italian. So you go to Starbucks, can I have milk?
Latte. Oh, yeah.
Maybe because...
It makes sense, though, because the latte in Italy it's a drink that you give to little kids before bed, like hot cocoa here. So
No, but the word latte.
No, but like the mix, the drink with steamed milk and coffee is like a bedtime drink for kids.
Okay,
coffee
so they're
coffee?
Just like latte, meaning it's like when you call a shaving thing gilette. It's just like latte would be representing something. It's not a brand, but it will be representing something. Good point. It's a children's drink. So if you're ordering latte, you're basically ordering children's
mom's
drink.
Milk.
Mom's milk.
Oh, shit.
So you go to Starbucks, say, hey, can I have a latte with mom's
milk,
please? Oh, my God.
Shit.
Okay.
Shit's getting heavy.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song by Shun.
Okay.
They just released a video last week for the song called Earthquake. It's such a good video. Cody, who's Shun, directs everything, and he did this with somebody else. I don't remember the name now, but this video is really, really cool. So you should check it out. It's a really cool song. It's You're listening to Frappuccino and Friends and with CSS.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, so this was Sion, like S-S-I-O-N, as in passion or obsession.
Oh.
So, no, okay.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. We need to talk more.
No, we're just a bit tense.
You're next. We just want to say hi to Luisa. Oi, Luisa, tudo bem? Como é que tá São Francisco? Luisa's not here tonight because she's in San Francisco.
Yeah, but she's listening, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
So if
she may suggest some music.
Oh yeah, Luisa, just suggest us something to play.
Yeah.
And we will play if we have it here. And if we like your suggestion.
We need to approve the suggestion.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
and friends here at kcheng.org.
kcheng.radio.org.
kcheng.radio.org, I'm sorry, we're CSS. What was that, Carol?
That was Mo Tucker playing Bo Diddley, as you noticed.
Is Bo Diddley the name of the song, or is it a Bo Diddley cover?
Both.
So Bo Diddley has a song named Bo Diddley?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never heard this song, Anna?
Never heard this song.
We were just about to okay. do a new segment of our show, but then...
Yeah, it's called... Hi, Solomon, we're going to read your horoscope of yesterday to see if it makes sense.
Yeah, but Solomon just left the chat room.
We can do another one. We can do Pisces or Scorpio, which is our signs here, for yesterday to see if it makes sense.
No, let's wait and just
let's
do
wait.
One.
Okay, because then I'm going to get boring. So, yeah... So, is it your birthday today? If it is, you're a Cancer. That's very nice.
You, just like Angelina Jolie?
No, she's a Gemini.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not. Google it.
Wait, we always said, Luisa always told me that she was a Cancer.
I thought she
That's
was a Cancer because
she
has
so
34
many
kids. Yeah, but then Luisa said, no, she's a Gemini. And I was like, no, she's not. She's a Cancer. I had that discussion with her.
When did you find this out and you didn't tell me?
Then we Googled and she was born.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was a
Luisa, sério. Você nem me atualizou no signo da Angelina Jolie.
So basically Angelina Jolie was born in a...
Okay, Luisa wrote, and she wants some songs.
Some songs?
No,
we said one.
But, no, she wrote, she said that she would like to hear Rita Lee or the something new from Patti Smith or Grass Widow. But I want to play a song for Luisa and Katie. But I'll play after you play, because now it's
okay,
your turn.
Okay, so Angelina Jolie was born on June 4th, which makes her a Gemini.
Oh my God. No. Oh, fuck. That's crazy.
I know. She has 13 kids. We thought that she would be a Cancer because Cancer likes to have kids.
Because Cancer, they're attached to their family.
They're into family. But she might have a Cancer rising. And since she is 37, the Cancer rising can be taking over the Gemini.
I bet she has a Cancer rising.
Right? That makes sense.
Hey Solomon.
Hey Solomon, we want to like do something with you here.
This is a segment on our show Frappuccino and Friends.
We're going to read you the horoscope, your Taurus, right?
Yeah.
We're going to read your horoscope for yesterday and you're going to tell us if it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
No, you go.
So, Taurus horoscope for June 23rd. It also works if you have a Taurus ascendant. Obscure rising. Obscure topics and subjects may crowd your head as you strive to understand. Philosophy, religion, and other forms of deep thinking may be front and center in your current thinking. Your mind may be filled with deep analytical ideas regarding the meaning of a day-to-day event. Somehow your view might have stretched beyond the mundane. It might be useful to engage in these kinds of thoughts. Often a day spent in deep thought delivers a stream of information for your future. That was by Susan Miller's Astrology Zone.
So does it make sense?
Parts of it do, but not overall. I don't know. I definitely think my thoughts were definitely different than usual, thinking about things beyond the mundane, but I don't know if it was good for me. It was kind of a crazy day.
So, but it was a crazy
Can
day.
Can you score from 0 to 10 how accurate this is?
I would give it maybe like, a 5 or a 6 or something like that.
That's good.
Is that
you
good?
You think that's good?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Americans inflate the grades on everything.
Okay, you know? Just keeping it real. That's
keep
fine.
Keeping it real with Solomon.
Keeping it real. That's another show.
No. That's the segment.
The name of the segment. So
keeping it real with Solomon.
Yeah,
your yesterday's horoscope. All right, what are we going to hear?
I'm going to play Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, it's a good song. I'm sorry about that.
The world is a vampire. still just a rat in a cage. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
We're back with Frappuccino and Friends with CSS.
Hi.
So what up? What up with the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, this was the Smashing Pumpkins. Oh, Bullet with butterfly wings.
Butterfly team.
Yeah.
We just saw here. There's a pencil from Harvard Law School.
Who went to Harvard Law School? You did. It's a bootleg one.
I bet it is.
It's a Chinese one. Okay. I'm not doing Butterfly. Love was asking me if I was doing Butterfly Team because my other song was
Drunken Butterfly.
And I do have here Butterfly by Mariah Carey, but I won't play.
Because which song is this one?
Oh, it's really bad one.
No, how it goes, I don't remember.
Like, I won't sing it. I know what you're trying to do.
No, seriously, I don't remember.
I can play a little bit of it.
No, I remember how it is, emotions and heartbreak.
It's like spread your wings and begin to fly. You
slow?
Become a butterfly. Yeah, it's sort of slow. It has like a little pace. It's not like super slow.
It's not like Making Babies soundtrack.
No, it's not. But it's not one of her best songs. It is on her Best Of album, which is the one that I have.
Is it the one that she...
one of her number one hits, though.
But is the cover is all brown and she
mostra uma coisa. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's the cover I want to show. It's a butterfly. Can you give me
it's just a butterfly?
Cell phone? No, it's her. It's a really cool cover. Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, my cousin Neto, the one that used to piss me off all the time, his favorite artist was Mariah Carey. But he was an ass. He wasn't a cool
fan. Well, it's fine. Every band has really cool fans and ass whole friends.
Friends.
Fans. So this is the
I
cover.
Okay, yeah.
See, it's Mariah.
Can you play a bit of Butterfly?
Yeah, it's coming out of
the phone. I don't know this song.
Yeah, that's hard.
Okay, I know this song.
Yeah, it's a very famous song. Only you don't know because you don't know any Mariah Carey song.
I know.
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
You're going to play a song for Luisa and Katie.
Yeah. So Luluca and Katie. Oh, I remembered. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night. And that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh. In the industrial zone, I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright, but in this bar, things were for Friday night, and I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Way downtown, I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare, but in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare, in this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh. Shake their hips, and I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh,
Touchdown, you're gonna see them all standing around with their hands.
So we want to say that.
What's?
Oh yeah.
That was Any Trouble, turning up the heat.
And the before was Jonathan Richman dancing in the lesbian bar.
We want to just tell you guys an update. Luisa, who is in San Francisco, she just went online and got Angelina Jolie's horoscope chart, and she found out that she's actually a Gemini with a Cancer rising. So we're kind of right.
Yeah.
And
it makes sense. Brad is Sagittarius. Yeah. So that's the opposite complementary.
Yeah, so they got along well. What was Jennifer Aniston?
okay, let's guess.
Virgin.
I think she could be...
I think she might be like Aquarius.
Yeah, I had Aquarius.
I have an Aquarius feeling for
but
Jennifer.
Oh, she's Aquarius.
She's Aquarius.
Shit. But she's so, not that free, you know, and barefooty.
No, yeah.
She's all maybe.
But you know what? You know what? I have this thing. Well, we have this thing that people, all singers who go on stage barefoot, maybe not all of them, but like 75%, they're all Aquarius.
And most of the time they are.
Is
Shakira Aquarius?
I think so.
Yes. Okay, and Cat Power?
Cat Power is Aquarius.
Yeah. Who else is Aquarius?
Joss Stone, is she Aquarius?
I think she might be a Virgo.
Joss?
I don't know.
Joss might be a Leo too.
My friend Joss.
Yeah, Shakira is February 2. Let's see Joss Stone. We love the internet.
We love figuring out.
Oh no, Justin is actually an Aries.
What? Luisa, explain.
Can you explain that? Luisa, can you find Justin's chart and see if she has an Aquarius rising? And also, can you also find...
Or if her seventh house is Aquarius?
And also Cristiano Ronaldo, the football player, the Portuguese, he's an Aquarius, which blows my mind because he's a metrosexual.
I thought he was so, He could
be like a Leo or something.
Yeah.
So, Luisa, can you find...
have Leo on his charge. Like shitloads of Leo.
Yeah, can you find if he has a Leo rising or something like that? Thank you.
Oh, now that I've been cursing a little bit, I remembered Gianna, our friend, Luisa's sister, who's in San Diego. We made a song with her son called... the band is Alien Destruction Team and the song is Space Technology. But Lucas, we played this song on last show, so we won't play it again. But I think you must be sleeping by now. So
you should be.
Sweet dreams.
Should I play a song now?
Oh my God, no, Luisa. Search more Cristiano Ronaldo than Joss Stone. We don't care about Joss. We don't know about Chininho.
I sort of care about Joss Stone.
I know, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I like her.
And you also care a lot for Alicia Keys.
I know, I like Alicia Keys.
And you care a lot for Ciara.
Oh, yeah. But that's normal.
No. I was trying to think about like those curious people like that you care a lot, like Joss
Kelly Stone. Clarkson.
Oh, yes. That's
yeah,
the
that's
one.
The name that you were
What's her
for?
Star sign? Sagittarius.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, I have Sagittarius vibes.
She has
also like
vibes.
A little bit of Pisces, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. We can do that when we come back. We're gonna Google more like famous people's star signs.
Okay, Luisa. Oh, Jen is laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, she's laughing. Through text
I'm
message.
Gonna play a song by Man, JD and Michael. Hi, JD and Michael.
Hi, JD and Michael.
And the song's name's Credit Card Babies. It's about lesbian making babies, lesbian couples making babies.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You're listening to kchangradio.org. Frappuccino and Friends with CSS. We're back. And Luisa found Cristiano Ronaldo's chart.
Yeah. And if you don't know who Cristiano Ronaldo is, he's the best football, he's the most expensive soccer player in the world. He's also Portuguese.
And whenever these two are watching the soccer games,
the Eurocopa,
they talk with like a granny Portuguese accent, pretending that they're Cristiano Ronaldo's grandmother.
Yeah.
Like, you está jogando muito bem hoje.
They like to do that. And also, he's more metrosexual than David Beckham.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Way more.
Why?
Because he is.
Just
Google
looks?
Image him. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I like the look with the gel playing the. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
No, but his hair looked amazing.
He does artificial tanning too.
That's better than tanning.
I have a photo of him.
It's
orange.
More natural, but hell, isn't it? Okay, I'm talking shit. I have no idea about tanning.
Well, no, it's not healthier than tanning.
I think if you put cream, self tanning, it's okay.
Oh, that's
isn't
a good
it?
Thing. If you want to tweet us about it.
Oh, somebody tweeted us saying that Billy Corgan's a Pisces.
Yeah, I sort of can't believe that.
Me too.
It makes sense. I'm a Pisces.
Me too.
I don't really relate to Billy Corgan that much.
I totally relate to Billy Corgan.
But anyway, Cristiano Ronaldo, we were discussing if he has like something Leo in his chart, and Luisa actually found his chart, and he's an Aquarius with Aries rising and Leo, moon in Leo, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and he's very Aries too, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay. I think no one cares about soccer.
No, I'm talking...
Except for me.
No, because... No, but... It's very... We just know all of this shit because that's all we talk about.
Yeah, we like to watch people on TV and guess their star sign.
That's all we do.
That's all we do.
Okay.
Okay.
Frappuccino.
I'm drinking Frappuccino.
I'm drinking mine now. Mine is chai and lemongrass.
Mine is a strawberry frap with some raspberry whipped cream. Oh, and a little shot of marshmallow vodka, Smirnoff marshmallow
and
vodka.
And Amber Rose gave this
to
me.
Yeah, Amber. Hey, Amber.
What's yours, Carol? What's your frap?
Mine is mint chocolate chips with raisin nut syrup.
Can I say something?
No. Yes, you can, Lena. Talk.
No, let her finish describing her frap.
I just remembered that I ate chocolate chip cream cheese when I was in New York. I'm sorry, I had to say that. It was disgusting. With some chocolate chips.
All right. So this is by Bosco Del Rey, which, by the way, he's Del Rey much before Lana Del Rey, and they're not cousins.
They're not related.
Or father and daughter. Also because he's our age, or maybe he's a bit younger than us. And this song's amazing. I listened to his album for the first time 2 days ago. He handed us the record a year ago because we toured, and I'm a bitch, but this is amazing.
Oh, hello, my bunny. Oh, baby, sleep sweet. We got fresh pillows and your favorite sheets. Sometimes we're talking all deep in a dream. We dream the same dreams and dream them so sweet. Instant love, instant love, instant love. All from the moment I crack my eyes, brush them crusties and off to the side. I look to my left. Oh, what a sight. Deep in a pillow.
thanks for listening to Frappuccino and Friends with CSS at kchangradio.org.
Yeah.
So now we're finished.
Yeah, I want to say hi to PK, who is actually listening to us on a radio device, which is pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And thanks to Vanessa, who was listening online. She tweeted us.
Yeah.
And Gianna and Louisa and Katie.
And Solomon, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. Now we're going to get our frap glasses and we're going to recycle glasses. Them. The glass of Frappuccino. The cup. We're going to recycle. We're going to actually reuse it for
the next
stocking, making yogurt. Bye, guys. Bye. See you on
last Sunday of the month.
Of the other month. That is not this one.
Yeah. The next.